The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, signing on. Good morning. Hey, Graham. What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hi, Selena. Hi, Selena.
Hey, Jeffy. Zup at it.
Not too much at it.
now, I like that.
Thank you. Are we allowed, now that she's pregnant, are we allowed to be mean and stuff? Or is it like, she's carrying a baby and we can't really be mean? How does that work?
You can't be mean.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Do we have, now we have to be nice all the time?
And yes.
I quit. This sucks.
So let's say we're not. Are you an emotional, I don't remember from Kiana, are you an emotional carrier? Do you get upset?
I don't get upset.
Sounds like you are.
Yeah, why are you attacking us?
Right. Okay, listen. Okay. I haven't been put into a situation that would make me upset yet, but I am emotional. Like, I cried yesterday.
About what? It was a great day?
It was a great day. Okay, so my daughter was watching this YouTube channel, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't
and
tell me.
Hold on. So it's like the mom, it's the dad, and they got 3 or 4 kids or whatever. And the dad went away on a business trip for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he came back and reunited with the kids, and I started crying.
Over that?
Yes. Oh, no. I thought, big trouble.
I thought there was going to be a reason for you to really cry.
No. I'm crying over everything.
Oh, so that means, yeah, we're not going to be able to be mean. Like if you wore a cardigan sweater in.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
Okay, so you know better.
Well, right. Yeah, because you guys bullied me last time.
Yeah, but that means any little jokey jokes, and yeah, your tears are gonna start welling up in your eyes.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
Basically.
All right, we'll just see. We'll try it. If the tears start welling up, then
tell her to suck it up and do your job.
Yeah.
But I won't say that. You say that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Selena, what do you got to talk about anyway?
Okay, so Starbucks. They announced that they're going to be offering free coffee to those who are on the quote front lines of this global pandemic. So I guess like anybody who goes into their stores and they identify as a first responder or
Hello.
A frontline worker.
Yeah, that's us. Hello.
Yep.
We are first responder. Wait, what order? We're not first responder, but we're close.
We're part of the emergency response team. Are you kidding?
No.
I have a laminated card in my wallet,
we
Selena.
Have a badge. You don't remember your badge, Selena?
Well, yeah, we have a badge, but we're not like healthcare
Hello,
workers or paramedics.
Thank you. It says on it, first responder, I think.
It says,
I don't think it says that.
What does it say?
I've been wanting to use
it. It says
mine.
Emergency response team or
Thank
something
you.
Like that.
That's enough. Yep.
So you think it'll work at Starbucks?
Guaranteed. You walk in and flash this thing quick. Obviously, don't let them read it too thoroughly, but you flash this thing real quick and boom, free mocha.
You guys, these badges, though, look like a joke. Like it's like all of our glamour shots.
Wait, because I've been wanting to like walk up to some crime tape and go, we'll take it from here. It's me, Fran Schlinger.
Yeah. Right.
We got it.
Don't cross this line. I can't. I have access. Don't worry.
You guys can, Chief, take the time. You know how the FBI always, you know, fights with the locals? All right, locals, we got it. Go.
Yeah. Yep.
This is my jurisdiction now. Right. Step aside.
We need to find a way to like keep it on the inside of like a coat pocket. You know what I mean? Like, so you just open it real quick and then close it back up.
Yeah. Mine is just stuffed in my phone. It doesn't look too official. It takes me a long time to pull out.
Wait, yeah, mine's in my car.
You get careful. Yeah, that's you need to be able to, you need to flash it down. You need to, the wallet that flips over open so you can flash that down.
Do these mean anything, though? So I took Natasha to her favorite spot yesterday for her birthday. I asked her, I said, hey, what would you like for your birthday? She goes, I'd like 8 guys. I go, hey, can we get it down?
Nice.
So she got it down to 5 guys.
Okay.
And as I'm driving over there, we went to the one in South San Francisco. People out everywhere, guys. Are you seeing that? Everywhere.
The roads were busy yesterday.
Yes, the roads were very busy.
I was in Berkeley and there's people just walking around, just going nowhere. I don't know where they're going. Everything's closed, but they're just out.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all the cars that were out. Oh, by the way, so I stopped to get gas. I'm passing this along, especially to Grant. Well, no, Selena, do you have the doggy bags that you pick up the poop with?
Yeah.
That's what I used to pump gas. It works great.
That's a good idea.
Stick your hand in that bag and then, use it. For everything. I forgot to take it off, and they probably thought I was in there to rob the place or something. Either that or I was like, your food is poop. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, I still just been using my hands.
Yeah. Are you really? I don't touch anything.
Because I don't want to use my sleeve, because I use my sleeve to touch other stuff too, like my steering wheel or, you know, whatever sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, because I used my sleeve to pump gas the other day, but then later I used my sleeve to wipe my nose. So,
wait, that's not okay? Because I use my sleeve to open everything, and then I always wipe my mouth with it.
I know, it's all wrong. Dang it.
Whoops. I thought we were going to be okay with that.
Wait, can I ask a question about this Starbucks coffee?
Yeah.
because I want my free one, obviously. Can I go in there and get one of the ridiculous, like, triple shot, venti, half whip, no foam? Can I get it all for free just because with my first responder card? Are they going to be annoyed that
I hit $200 worth?
I hit them with the most annoying coffee order to make ever.
And for all your friends. I got lots of first responders out
there. It says just a free tall brewed coffee. So just like a regular coffee.
Oh, that's whack.
Dang it.
But still, it's free.
You guys, we put our lives on the line and this is what we get.
No, we don't.
Selena, we're out there on the front line.
No, we're not.
When I walk in there to Starbucks.
All you do is push the fart button. Like, literally, that's all you do.
When I go into Starbucks, I'm going to tell them I've been out there on the front lines. This is what it's like. Now make me a triple venti low foam soy latte.
By the way, guys, have you noticed, like, do you watch any local news or is that just me?
Not much.
Newscasters.
Not like on TV.
A lot of the newscasters are at home, but like I was watching Channel 7 last night. Dan Ashley's in studio, but almost like everyone else is at home. Like, how do they decide who stays there at risk? And who's at home in their comfortable room?
I don't know. It must be who they think either. It must be voluntary. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that say, you know, that either live with somebody that's elderly maybe and they say, no, I want to stay home. The thing that I noticed when I watched the local news the other day is I think the makeup people have all gone home because... Some of these people, I don't want to be
home. They're bad.
Judgy, but
it's light. It's the lighting. They do all this.
Is
soft
it?
Light. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple people that I've seen that are in studio, and I went, this is not, I saw them a week ago, and they looked 20 years younger.
Yeah.
I want to watch now.
A lot of makeup, a lot of lights. By the way, so Dan Ashley throws it to Spencer Christian, who's at home, and Dan Ashley is like, oh, is that your room? You know, they're trying to make it conversational, and he goes, no, that's my guest room.
Oh, sorry.
And then he tried to be funny. He goes, that's Muhammad Ali behind me because my reports are a knockout. And the woman died laughing. It was a fake laugh. And then Dan Ashley hits him with one. He goes, yeah, you're also looking like a heavyweight.
That one's actually good.
Nice work.
Spencer, I don't think he appreciated it.
Wait, so are like the weather people doing the green screen from their bedrooms? Like with all the weather map behind them? How are they doing that?
Yeah, he's just sitting there talking about the weather, but he's at the house. I don't really pay attention.
This
I
is
just
so weird.
Yeah. By the way, guys, so we've decided to come into the studio because we ain't no media biatches.
Right.
Yeah.
But is there a part of you that wants to be at home?
Oh, yeah. There's the big part. Yeah. There's a big part of me. It's virtually my entire body. Yeah, right around 200 pounds.
All of me that
I'm
you're
saying.
Looking at? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, yes and no. Like, of course, I want to stay home. I don't want to have to get out of bed and stuff. But then I also, this is going to sound really bad. I shouldn't say this.
Oh, just do it.
Yeah. You know, going to work, it's a chance to get away from.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, not my daughter. I love her, but like.
No, I heard what you said. Get away from your daughter.
Yeah.
Your man.
But not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. It just, what?
Your man that knocked you up. Just get away from everybody.
I don't want to get away from them, but I feel like they would be
an escape from the life that you hate.
Right. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Right. It's just miserable. And this
it's not.
Are you getting emotional? Uh-oh. She's getting emotional.
We're upsetting. Look at the tears.
Here it comes.
Oh, my God.
I told you. Don't do it.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll see if we can calm Selena down.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Well, 94.9, what's going on? It is the JV Show. Shout out to Miss MJA. She said she got major goosebumps. Warm and fuzzies all over. Went back and re-listened to the podcast where the news came out. Selena's prego. Miss MJA, thanks for checking in. Angie Washington, good morning, JV, Graham, Selena, Natasha. Hope you guys are doing well. Oh, my God, I loved that announcement yesterday with Selena's pregnancy. Michael C., though, says, good morning, guys, and congrats on Selena's pregnancy. But, yeah, you can kind of hear it in her voice. As JV and Graham are teasing her, it's like a little shaky, like she could get hurt and go to tears.
At any time. You guys better watch out.
She's going to use this.
You're threatening us now.
Interesting. So you guys probably heard by now that spring breaker who was being interviewed, and he goes, hey, if I get the corona, we're out here partying, man, and we've planned this a long time.
The one with the bad sunburn?
Yeah.
God, he looks
who looked
so
like he had
sick.
The corona?
Yes. Yeah.
He has since apologized. People were pissed and they came for him. So he made a public apology on his Instagram. Would you? We'll throw it to Selena.
Okay.
You're the person that either accepts the apology on behalf of the public or not.
would you right now accept this apology?
No.
Well, come on.
I'm not accepting because that was very selfish of you. It's not like you didn't know the risks, you know, and you still decided to go out anyways. That's not only putting yourself in danger, but literally everybody else.
And the interviewer was making that point. Hey, do you understand what's going on? And do you understand what the ramifications could be? Do you understand what you could do to others? I don't care, man. We're partying. So I'm not going to accept it either.
I'm accepting it. We all needed, you know, he needed to learn. There was, you know, misinformation out there, and he probably didn't realize the ramifications. A lot of people hadn't thought that through. You know, a lot of people initially thought, I'm young, big deal, I get it, I'll be fine. But they don't think about...
I want to highly disagree because many people were out there trying to explain to them, and they're like, well, then tell the old people to stay in. That's what they said.
Right, wow. But you know, the spring breakers, they've had a few too many, you know, drinks out there. They're just trying to get a little mud up.
You got outvoted.
Or whatever you want to call it.
He used my dad's.
Whatever, they're out there, you know, trying. They're focused on something else at that.
He used my dad's little saying, get out there and get a little mud for your turtle.
Ew. See?
Since he's so young and healthy, why doesn't he go volunteer where all the coronavirus...
Right. Well, of course he wouldn't do that. I like that. Well, there you go. Natasha, there you go. We're going to accept your apology as long as you volunteer. Yes. There's that one New Jersey nursing home. Every single person in there has it. And they need care and they need treatment. Yes. So you can go do it.
Yep, go help them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Cosmo Online, like their website, they've been doing these little different web series, I guess. They have one that's called Fine Art, where they have different celebrities come through and they answer questions while painting a nude person who is like 4 feet away from them.
Okay.
So Doja Cat is the latest person to do this. Would you guys ever be able to paint somebody who is just there in front of you, totally naked, just sitting on like a bar stool?
Normally, I would say no, but I think we all should do it as a show.
Ew!
And see who does the best job.
I'm in.
Are we painting a man?
I'd rather not.
They don't tell you before you sit down in the art class, and then the model comes out. You don't know what you're getting.
Can't we flip a coin before, and then we have them send someone over? And we should do it during this time, social distancing. I don't know if we somehow have them strategically, like
our
camera, you know, from the opposite side has like just a little rope that goes across in that area or something, a little Wild 94.9 sticker.
Nope. And, you know, some of the, you know, models they're various ages. So if they're sitting on the stool, sometimes things are dangling a bit to the ground.
I don't want that.
I don't know
when
if
we
I could...
flip the coin, can we say we don't really mean flipping of the coin? We'd like the person to look exactly like this.
No, I don't think I could ever sit in a class like that and actually do that. You know how when you go to a strip club, you even feel weird, like looking for too long, like you shouldn't be looking, even though that's literally what you're there for. Like, I can't imagine staring at somebody. I feel like I would, if I had to, I would paint everything but that because I wouldn't want to look at it.
Yeah. So when you go to the strip club, you look away, you'll glance for a second.
Well, don't make quote unquote eye contact, even though you're not looking at the eyes.
Because I feel like you're not supposed to look at it for too long.
Male or female? You're not supposed to look at it?
Yeah.
Male or female?
So wrong.
Or both? Both?
No, female.
Female?
Yeah.
Look at it. You're not supposed to look at it too long.
When you're drawing body parts, those are the parts that you want to be very detailed because most people don't draw them well.
I mean, they are tough to draw. They have a lot of, you know,
stubble.
Nuances and things and different elements to them.
So... what are you saying, Natasha? You do like a stick figure and then you get real detailed on the part.
See what you were focusing on. You guys, the Yeezy brand might be getting a whole lot more affordable. In a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal, Kanye said he wants to make the perfect hoodie and make it cost around $60 and be carried at Costco. As for what makes the perfect hoodie perfect, he said it should weigh about as much as a coat, crop at your waist, and fold like a loaf of bread. I don't understand very much of that. Anyway,
folding their loaf of bread.
What? I don't.
You guys ever fold a loaf?
No. So how does that apply to a sweatshirt? I'm confused. But we are oftentimes with things he says. Would you guys buy a Kanye Costco hoodie?
Does it come with a sample? Music sample.
Stop it there. Music joke.
Nah, I'm not interested. I wasn't interested in the other stuff. Like if it was online and his stuff was discounted, that's not my thing. No thanks.
You love hoodies.
I do.
This is right in your wheelhouse, and this is good. This one will fold like a loaf of bread, JV.
That's the thing.
Cool.
No, it's not. As soon as I got to that part
mean?
Where you're equating my thing with bread, or the description has something to do with bread, it's too weird. I'm out. I don't want it.
Am I going to be able to get this in my dresser at home? Am I going to be able to fold it?
Yeah, fold it like bread.
Yeah, that's weird.
Don't you fold your loaves of bread? Come on.
Duh. Yeah, I'm still getting one.
You're going to get one?
Yeah, I would.
You don't even know what it looks like, right?
Well, yeah, but the fact, I don't know, I just want one.
Okay, but
let me get one.
To me, this is surprising in that you would want wouldn't you rather have the more expensive
one? Yeah, but I ain't got the money for that.
You're going to be out walking around and everyone's like, oh, she's
you got the Costco one.
I mean, I'm not going to wear it.
It should say Costco on it.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
I like Costco, but I'm not going to wear like their uniform.
Let's say it's Kanye stuff, and it folds just perfectly like a can of tuna.
Right.
No.
I mean,
that's
why not? It's Kanye. I thought you just follow along.
I hate tuna.
Okay. A can of beans. It folds perfectly like a
not
long
a big
like
bean person.
Yeah, she's
like a can of corn.
Okay.
Okay. So,
cream corn?
Yeah, it's the can we're focusing on, but sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's the JV Show. Hi, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Very interesting, but stupid. What percentage of people do you think are tired about hearing the coronavirus? Sorry, that wasn't the best question, but you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean, though. Like 40%?
Natasha, what do you think?
60.
Graham?
Yeah, I think it's getting high. Well, I'm going to say 65%.
56% of people don't want to hear anything more about the coronavirus. Like, they're just done with it. I think we should keep that in mind moving forward. I was actually going to talk about something in San Jose where a little issue happened because someone was out running and they said, oh, you're supposed to keep your social distance, and they smacked the person in the back of the head.
Well, that sounds pretty good, though.
We're going to skip that, though.
Oh.
So I think people want to just hear some lighthearted fun here and there.
Okay.
We'll try to keep that in mind. Some random questions. Somebody posted online, what is never going to stop being funny? For me, people falling.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to catch it, too.
For sure.
The longer you're trying to catch yourself before you hit.
Oh, yeah. When you're rolling down the windows, your arms are spinning around.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to get your balance. And then, boom.
And then why do you speed up when people are falling forward?
You run faster.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that.
Slow it down a little bit. Selena?
For me, the thing that'll never stop being funny is, you know, here on the JV Show, we'll often like fumble over words. It's especially funny when it happens to Graham. But it happens to me a lot. And I recall one time getting my words all mixed up while trying to say Kylie lip kit.
Oh my God.
I can't say what actually came out of my mouth, but that'll forever be funny.
All right.
Should have told me that ahead of time. I have that audio saved, of course.
We can still do it a little bit later. Graham, what will never stop being funny?
Farts. I mean,
God,
come on.
Yeah. So
but it doesn't matter what age you are. A well-timed
farts
or inappropriately timed fart can be the absolute funniest thing there is.
I have to ask the ladies, is this funny then or too far? I saw a guy online. He blindfolded his lady and it's like sexy time. They're in the bedroom. He's walking over to her because she's supposed to give him a kiss in his special place. So she's all for it. She's blindfolded. He's coming over. She grabs him like she reaches out the hands like she's going to grab him around his waist and then give him a kiss there in the special place. He turns around, farts in her mouth while she's blindfolded and then just starts cracking up. People online loved it. Many others said that's so disgusting.
That's disgusting. And too far. But you think that's hilarious, Graham. That's
well,
what you want to do to
is
your
not
wife.
No, that one's not the funniest fart there's ever been. It's funny that it's not happened to one of us. You know, it's easier to watch that. If I laughed at it. Yeah, see, if it was you.
Although I'd be mad.
End of that, you'd be pissed.
Right, that's a divorce.
Did he want some or not, though? I mean.
I think he's going more for the comedy.
Yeah,
clearly. He's like, you know what, we can skip this. Trying to get a laugh here.
If it were the other way, I saw a video where there was a girl and she's at the beach and she's laying on her stomach and she has her man, you know, like rubbing sunscreen or something on her, and he gets, you know, down to the booty.
Yeah.
Where he is, you know, his face is, and she does that.
What a sicko.
Oh, okay. So it's not funny if a girl
disgusting.
Does it.
Disgusting.
Okay,
come on. Natasha, what is never going to stop being funny?
So everyone knows our dog Dexter, he lost all his hair, right?
Yeah. So, he's a naked dog.
Yeah, he's like a hairless dog from on his body.
Except for his face. Yeah, it's kind of weird. And his paws.
Well, there's a space right underneath his BB hole.
Why two Bs?
Yeah.
Why two? I don't get it.
Because I'm trying to soften it up.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to be cute. Yeah. BB hole.
The BB hole.
Yep.
Well, it looks like a VJJ. or like a...
No, I keep using the abbreviations. I like a
VVJ.
Or like a horse with the hump toe.
Oh, an HH toe.
He has those?
No, he does have one, but it looks like one because of his skin and no hair. So when you look... JV, you should Instagram live it.
Can you hold him up?
Instagram live.
Poor Dexter.
All right, we'll do that.
Where is he? Show him. He's right here.
He's normally by me. He doesn't want to be by me. We Instagram live his.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have to.
It looks like an. Mm-hmm.
Turn on your Instagram live. The original JV.
We'll do it in just a little bit here. Which celebrity do you think is a complete a-hole, Selena?
So. It's going to sound weird because the celebrity does a lot of humanitarian work, but I just feel like if any one of us were to run into her anywhere, she would just be the total, like, just the biggest jerk ever. But Angelina Jolie, I kind of get that vibe from her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some I'd like to throw out. I'm not so sure about. Do you think Leonardo DiCaprio is an a-hole?
Yes.
People? Yeah.
I think he's probably got a healthy ego.
Do you think Jay-Z is?
I think he's got a healthy ego.
I think he could be friendly, just like don't touch him.
Yeah, what's the deal? He touches a lot of people and hugs a lot of people, but we've all seen video of some stranger, just someone going, hey, can I get a picture, putting their arm around him, and he's like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
If you haven't been granted permission to touch, don't try.
Isn't that kind of an a-hole move?
Yes.
I guess.
In itself? What about T.I.? You think he is?
Yeah, he seems cool to me, but he's probably a jerk.
You met him, JV. Did you guys?
I mean, yes and no.
Mixed bag there.
I feel like because sometimes he's friendly, other times he's just, he can be kind of a D, you know, on social media. So I don't know. I get mixed signals.
I thought he was super cool.
Farrah Abraham would be my top list.
Oh.
I mean, she's never in her entire existence not been an a-hole. Like some people might think, oh yeah, Kanye's an a-hole or whatever, but he's had times where he's good and likable and all that. Farrah, her entire existence. Graham, what celeb is a complete a-hole?
Okay, this is just, I have no basis for this. I don't know, and it might upset some people, but to me, I get the vibe that Ariana Grande is not friendly.
I hear that from people.
That's just the vibe I get. I can just sense this, just seeing her in interviews and whatever, and just the way that she acts. I don't know. I have no idea. This is completely theory.
Yeah. I met her before she like got really, really, really big, and she was the sweetest, like
most humble. Well, of course.
But it's funny.
When you're
how
not famous,
fast.
Of course.
She was still famous, but this is at the start of her music career. She had already been acting and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But like, it's funny or crazy how fast people change.
Right.
After a few songs.
Natasha, do you have someone to throw into the list here?
Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein? Yeah. No, he's a nice guy. Yeah, I think that's too far.
I think he's just like so friendly.
He's misunderstood, really, is what it is.
Yeah. It's the media painting him in a poor light. Like, really, he's one of the nicest
guys. That's exactly what it is. Let's just blame everything on the media. I love how everyone blamed the media for talking about this coronavirus. Oh, but now everyone's taking it serious. Isn't that interesting? The media took a beating over talking about the coronavirus when the media was right. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
Anyway, Selena, what do you got coming up here?
This is pretty cool. So Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift, maybe Ariana's not such a beat after all. She is sending money to her fans. Mm. That's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
Hottest things trending.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
So Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift are both sending money to their fans. First, let's start with Ariana. She has been regularly connecting with fans on social media, and she's hearing them out about their financial struggles ever since this pandemic hit, like not being able to pay upcoming bills because many have lost their jobs. So far, Ariana, in at least 10 instances that we know of, possibly much more, she sent money to fans through Venmo, and these payments range from $500 to $15, just depending on how much help they need.
$1,500?
Sorry, that's what I meant, $1,500, sorry. Oh. Taylor Swift, she's doing a lot of the same thing, not as many times as Ariana Grande yet, but there have been a few fans so far that Taylor either follows or you know, they interact regularly, maybe.
Yeah.
And she saw them tweet about struggling or just post about it. So she sent them $3,000
each. Nice. Good. Good.
That's
for them.
Very awesome. Mm-hmm. So Caitlyn Jenner wants to make a return to reality TV.
No, thanks.
Okay. I was going to ask you because you are the reality TV buff. Yeah. But she was talking to Entertainment Tonight earlier this week. She and her friend, who happens to be a girl, they won't call each other girlfriend, but I'm talking about Sophia Hutchins. She's 23 years old. Caitlyn is 70. They will not confirm they're dating. They say it's just, you know, a friendly relationship, but nobody believes it. Excuse me. So they were on Entertainment Tonight and were like, you know, I would be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in like 2 seconds. And Caitlyn said, yeah, you know, I've done reality TV pretty much all my life. I could see myself getting in there with some of the drama. And then Sophia was like, Andy Cohen, call us. But you say no, JV.
And Caitlyn is just not likable on TV. Oh, wait. Perfect fit.
I was just
none of these ladies are likable, so you'd fit right in.
A couple of them start likable, but as the seasons go on, you just hate all of them.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. All these shows, you're like, I like this person. I stick up for you. I got your back. Season later, I can't stand you either.
Yeah. No, my wife makes me watch every single one of these. You know, I've seen all the Real Housewives. Yeah. And to me, you would think there would be one person on one of these shows that would emerge as likable, but they all do things that you're like, this
not
person
one
is
person?
Despicable. I don't like
not
any
one.
Of them.
They all turn into like extremely annoying and just jerks.
Isn't that the point of the show, though?
I don't know. Originally, I hoped that there would be one or two people that you like. And you can look at that person and go, wow, that is a nasty person that has money. But at least this person is nice. But like we've now said
they're
a few times, they all turn into jerks.
It would be nice to have somebody to root for in the drama.
Yeah.
Well, you can root for Caitlyn.
You like the drama, you know, because that, you know, that's what you're there to watch. But you always kind of want to have one side or the other. I don't know who you side with in any of these. All the people, they're awful.
I think Caitlyn's just kind of
boring.
That's what I was going to say. But
on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, nice like the most exciting scene, she got a remote control car when she was Bruce. I'm going out with my remote control car. Okay.
Was it a helicopter?
That too.
Something like that.
I'm in.
That was my
details,
favorite episode.
Details. Yeah. What do you got, Graham?
The coronavirus in the United States has hit a sad and scary milestone. The death toll here has now officially passed 1,000, currently stands at 1,046. Yesterday was the deadliest day thus far in the United States as the number of confirmed cases continues to skyrocket. We will be past, well past 70,000 sometime today. New York City continues to be one of the hardest hit areas, but New Orleans is starting to see an explosion in the numbers of cases and may soon be the United States' new epicenter for the outbreak. There's still some, you know, optimism that the stay-at-home orders and social distancing are flattening the curve in many areas of the country, but cities where they adopted those policies late or haven't adopted them all yet are likely going to get a lot worse over the next few weeks before it gets better.
Worser, I like to call it. Worser.
Yes. Yeah. That's the correct way.
And finally?
All right, passengers that were on board the Grand Princess, cruise ship, the one that came into dock here in Oakland with some infected crew members and passengers on board, they're just now beginning to head home following their mandatory 2-week quarantine. It feels like forever ago that boat came here. I can't believe it's only been 2 weeks since those passengers were allowed to just disembark in Oakland, but most of them are now finally free to go home. Most of the California residents that were on the ship served out their quarantine at Travis Air Force Base here in Fairfield, while those that weren't from California spent their 2 weeks at other military bases around the country. They, of course, also had to test negative for the virus before they're allowed to get out of there.
Uh-huh. One other thing, just really quick. I'm trying to find the tweet. I can't find it, but one of our listeners was like, oh, man, look at this. I'm about to take a flight.
What?
No one was at the airport, but I was wondering, why are you at the airport?
Yeah, I think that was Jessie Garza.
Was it?
Who tweets us a bunch, and she, I can't remember. She had tweeted us before, like, I'm traveling, you know, across the country. She
flew. So flights are still happening?
Not many. I saw a plane in the sky the other day, and I went, that looks odd.
What's that doing up there?
What's that thing?
What are you doing?
Tickets are really, really cheap. Maybe that's why people feel they need to take advantage now.
Graham,
but
that
picture,
it was dead empty. I mean, no one in the airport except her, the entire airport.
I mean, the middle of the night at the airport is generally busier than what she showed us. There was nobody. It looked creepy. It made me, you know, even if you had to fly, you're like, I don't.
Yeah, your company's telling you, I don't care what's going on. Get on the flight. Come on out.
No.
All right, next on the JV show, we're trying to help you with your bills. Another chance at $1,000. We've got a couple of interesting things, and we'll tell you something good.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
This portion of the show brought to you by
Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses. Go online and order yours today.
Couple of interesting things before your positive story. First, this teacher has her own rules about sneezing in class, and I'm totally with her. Her technique is something I've used my whole life. You don't sneeze forward into your hands, and you also don't bring up your arm and sneeze into your arm the way people cough into their arm. She says you go down into your own shirt. You guys know I always do that in here.
Yes.
I don't like it.
She demonstrates why those sneezes still come out all over the place, over your elbow. It don't work. Let's listen to her.
Achoo! This don't work. Achoo!
This don't work.
Sneeze within yourself.
Within the shirt.
This right here don't work for me. Don't come in this classroom going, achoo! No, because go,
tell them.
Achoo! Okay? You go like this. Achoo!
She goes, chew, it comes out this way, you go, chew this way, but when you go, ha, chew, it's just going down, like, you know, right all over your own chest and stomach.
That's all practice, go.
So they have the kids practicing.
And
everyone's down into their own shirts. So that's my first thing. Yes, you guys want to argue with
it? Well, okay, because I've done that before. I go back and forth between arm and in my shirt. Mm-hmm. Well, in my sweatshirt. I don't wear shirts under my sweatshirts to work, and I don't like the feeling of sneezing all over my boobs, so I go back to just sneezing into my arm.
I feel you, but you got to protect others. By the way, I wasn't thinking about others when I first started it. It's more out of courtesy now. Like, I know you guys are in the room, so I try to sneeze. I turn completely the other way.
You do that.
Yep.
I turn away, so I double do it. Turn away and sneeze down into my shirt. But originally this came about because I thought my breath stinks when I sneeze.
Well,
I didn't want people to smell it.
That's my, you know, problem with this is I hate the smell of a sneeze. Sneezes have their own odor. And I don't like
do
it.
They?
Yes,
I never noticed.
Yeah, a sneeze can stink. Yeah,
I hate a stinky sneeze, so I don't want to walk around smelling like a stinky sneeze all day.
Oh, but you'll blow it on others.
No, I won't blow it on others. I'd never do that. But if I'm out, you know, outside somewhere and nobody's around, say I'm in a park, I'm the only one out there. Can I just let it rip straight ahead?
Yeah, I think you can. Okay, I think you can. Something else interesting. Baby Shark has a song out.
Oh, yes. God.
You don't like it, Selena?
I hate Baby Shark.
I love Baby Shark.
Baby Shark letting you know to wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Do, 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 do. Wash your hands. Do,
Natasha into it. Graham into it. All right, now that's good enough.
Grab
some soap, though.
Grab some soap. Grab some soap.
All right, cut it.
Rub your hands.
You got to rub your hands.
Rub your hands. Rub your hands. Rub your hands.
Okay. Okay, rinse.
Rinse your hands.
And then. Okay, got it. Thank you.
You
gotta dry your hands. Okay.
Dry your hands.
Dry your hands. All right, that's it.
What else can we do?
That's it. Nothing.
Cover your sneeze.
Oh, you can cover your sneeze with your shirt. Do do do. Cover your sneeze. All right, that's it, Selena.
Cough into your elbow.
Cough into your elbow. Hey, baby shark, shut up.
That was good. I like that song.
We only have time for the positive story that ran long. Who's got the positive story?
I have something positive.
Selena.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me sing it to you. Tell me something good.
Okay, JV, since you was shut it, Graham.
Sorry.
Something good locally that's happening.
Wash your hands.
It's happening here at the California Academy of Sciences. You know, there's a lot of parents looking for ways to entertain their kids. So why not make it educational? The California Academy of Sciences, they have for you a bunch of ways to keep the kids busy while at home. On their website, they have a bunch of science-centric games, you know, videos, different interactives for everybody to do. And this is my favorite part. You know, a lot of other, like, aquariums and museums have been doing this across the country. They now have animal webcams that you can stream anytime, so you can be checking out their colorful coral reef. This is my favorite. Or you can frolic with the little penguins. I love those little guys. They're so cute.
Guess who's inside the tank? A little baby shark. And the baby shark is singing.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Good morning. It's the JV Show. I am JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Right, Selena. What's up?
Okay, so you know how only essential stores and businesses are supposed to be open right now?
That's what I heard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So are car dealerships considered essential? Because there is a ton on Mission in Hayward, and I drive down there frequently. I was at a stoplight, and I look over, and there's just hella people out car shopping.
They're car shopping?
Yes, walking through the lot. There's people
looking to buy a car.
Yes.
Hmm. What the hell? We'll open up the phone lines. 888-333-9490. If you're in the car business, can you please explain why you're essential?
Please.
How is it that you're essential? I know I'm still getting emails from the dealership that I got my car about half a year ago. They're letting me know they're essential.
I mean, I guess if you are somebody that needs a car to get to and from your essential place of business, your car broke down or something, or it was totaled, let's say, you need a new car. Plus, you can get a great deal right now. Get you great financing options.
That's what's going on. They're trying to make money down there, and people are trying to get good deals.
Great deals. Maybe I can
probably
upgrade.
I read an article yesterday that they think U.S. auto sales are going to sink to the lowest of new car sales. Are going to sink to the lowest level since 2008, the last big kind of market crash. So, yeah, there'll be some deals out there, but no, stay home.
All right, we got calls rolling in. Natasha is lining them up while she is. Graham, you have something else?
Yeah, I saw something interesting about a guy that he lives in Mexico. He's self-isolating because he thinks he may have been exposed to the coronavirus. Well, he needed some food, and most importantly, he needed some snacks. He wanted some Cheetos. So he came up with kind of an ingenious plan to get some Cheetos without leaving his house. He tucked a note on his little Chihuahua, his dog's collar, and $20. And he said, and the note said, "Hello, Mr. Shopkeeper, please sell my dog some Cheetos, the orange kind, not the red ones. They're too hot. She's got $20 on her collar. She will bite you if you're not treating her right, your front neighbor." So he sent her to the corner store that's right by his house
to get some Cheetos. And the dog just knew where to go?
And the dog brought back some Cheetos somehow. I mean, that's what they're saying. This thing's gone kind of viral. I thought it was pretty genius.
Would your dog Hambone make it?
Are you kidding me? No. If she saw a squirrel, a bird, any sort of snack, anything edible, she'd be gone.
I think my little boy Dexter would eventually make it back. He's so smart, but he loves to wander. He first wants to check everything else out. Can I eat some poop?
Yeah.
What's this? But then, because we're out and we can see him, and he's totally lost. It'll be a big park. He's lost all connection with us because he's so curious. And suddenly, head up. Wait a minute. I got a family out here. And he can find us. Even if we were to hide, he'll get on our scent and he'll get home. So I think he would make it to get the snacks. And I think he would make it home. It would just be 2 days.
Right.
My other dog, forget it. All right. So Selena asked the question, are car dealerships supposed to be open? Are they really essential businesses? Rowell is your name?
Rowella.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. I love you guys.
We love you too.
And first, I wanted to congratulate Selena for being pregnant.
Yes, congratulations.
Congratulations. I work for a dealership out in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm driving to there right now.
Mm.
In the counties of Sacramento and LA County, the sales department is open, as they say, but usually it's just a remote selling, like internet and stuff like that. But any other county in California, we cannot sell a car. We're not allowed to.
So what about where Selena lives? She says the people are out there. They're looking. They're shopping. They're buying.
Yeah.
They could just be there for service because service and parts are open. Because that's essential. It's a transportation essential for people to have their cars, especially
pretending.
For people like that have to go to
work. So wait, why are they? They're saying, "Look, I really need a new muffler. Let me just see how the seat feels while I'm in here.
Let me just take it for a test drive."
Right. I'll put the muffler in the trunk and I'll drive it around and see how I like it.
There's actually no salespeople in our store, at least, because they're not allowed to be there. They're all been furloughed at the moment.
Right, but secretly. Just give me some sort of sound. Secretly, you guys are still selling, right? Right?
No, not at our store, unfortunately.
Just give me a cough if you guys are secretly still selling.
I definitely heard something.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We love you. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
All right, we love you too. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So,
I just want to say I work at a car dealership also, and I'm in the service department.
Okay.
And we are considered essential. The sales department is not there.
Okay.
So,
So what Selena is seeing, because yesterday and every day when she drives home, she thinks she sees a whole lot of people looking at the new cars. What are the people looking at the new cars? What's that called?
Well, I think they're just window shopping right now. People in my area, I'm in the San Jose area, and I think they're just getting out of their house and looking at cars to kill time of the day. Our sales department is closed, and there's not even a salesperson on site. Okay. So I think they're just getting out and looking to do something other than sit at home and go crazy.
These were smaller dealerships, not like your, you know, Honda of Hayward or whatever. These are like smaller ones. So is it possible these smaller ones just maybe aren't following the rules?
I don't think so at all. I think there's pretty stringent rules put down by the government and the DMV, I think, would stop the sale if there was something going on. So I personally don't think there's any sales going on. I think it's more just
But let's just say, Scott, I showed up there, again, looking for a muffler, but I would like to buy four cars.
He's got a briefcase full of money.
You're not going to turn me away, right?
Well, again, like, I'm not in the sales department, but right now there's not sales happening.
Yeah. All right. I believe you. All right. Thank you so much, Scott. Have a great day. So that answered it. They're not selling there. They're there for parts. And if the essential things you need.
I mean, it makes sense. You probably are that people are out window shopping cars because if they're waiting to get there.
I could have sworn I saw somebody come out, take him to the back, go over financing options, bring him back outside.
But if
they hit you with that super long contract. Why is that so long?
I don't remember agreeing to any of this. If you took your car to get serviced at a dealership.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit around in their one waiting room, everybody sharing that one little tiny coffee pot right now? No, you're going to want to get outside
and move around
and social distance. So, kill some time, look at some cars.
But is this essential servicing? I take my car in, get the windows tinted, and lower it, slam it to the ground, get some spinners on it.
It's essential for you, of course, to look cool. So,
Selena, you had something else here?
Yes. So I found some stats here on the average American and cleaning. It says here that 63% feel like feel like they're just always cleaning no matter what. 59% say that they feel very overwhelmed by this. And a quarter of the people surveyed said that pets are the most difficult, the worst to clean up after.
Really? Pets?
Yep.
More than kids?
Yep.
Really? The pets are... I thought kids just throw things everywhere. Like, our dogs, they're not making any mess other than, you left your toy and your treat here. More than kids? Dogs?
But your dogs aren't heavy shedders. My dog is a shedder. And yes, there are kid toys around, and 20 seconds later, you can have those all in a basket.
Cleaning.
Put away. But man, you vacuum our house, an hour later, there's hairballs everywhere. I mean, in every corner. I took the bottom dresser drawer out one time. That was a mistake to see under the dresser.
Yeah.
There's enough hair under there to make an entire sweater.
It's horrifying. My dogs don't really shed. Yeah. So, Selena, you have a dog and a child. What are you picking up after more?
I honestly feel like the dog is a whole other level.
Really?
I feel like my house just hasn't been the same
since you got the dog. So regrets here? Hmm?
Not regrets, but it's like he has started shedding too, and he has short hair, and I thought that wasn't going to happen, but I hold him, and then I got hair on me, so he all sheds, and then you have like the pad out, with a kid, you don't really have that. They have maybe their one area with the stuff, and you just pick it up.
Would you guys agree the biggest thing if you could be rich, the best thing in the world is if you had, like the Kardashians have, just someone to come by and clean after you everything.
I want that.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be better than about anything in this world?
Yes.
Well, and it frees up so much of your time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just time that I could be spent doing something else.
Right. And nothing like a nice clean house when your house has been clean. Every once in a while, do you get a cleaning guys from someone?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's Magic Matt of the Mix, Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Magic Matt in the Mix. Yeah. All I ever wanted was love. Let me tell my story really quick. All I ever wanted in my life was love. I was lonely and I had me no love. But one day I found me some love.
Wow, Disney, if you're listening, there's your next lead.
I would pay to go watch
movie.
You would?
Yeah.
Thank you. We took some calls. We were wondering, is dealership, that's essential? Is it really? And we're just asking, are people buying cars? Our caller said no. The sales department is closed. Like many people on Twitter have said, look, if you need an oil change or you need your car service, that's why it's essential. But sales is closed. Town Biz, 24 Racks. I like that name. Checking in saying, JV, sales definitely closed. A dealership service is considered essential. Let me go over to Cassie, who says, I work in lending for a credit union that deals with dealerships. They are definitely still open. Work has been slow. Many dealers are staying closed, but some dealerships in the Bay Area are refusing to close, hoping that people will still come in and buy a car. And when they do, we're here.
Just as I suspected.
Told ya.
You were right.
Busted. One other thing here really quick. We're trying to get Jessie Garza on. She's one of our female listeners. And we're like, what are you doing at the airport? She showed a picture that she was flying. Now, she just checked in again this morning and said, okay, I'm back from the trip. Jessie, we're trying to get a hold of you. We want to know where the heck you're flying right now. To the next thing, Allie Welsh checking in saying, JV, my birthday is 3/26. That would be today. Can you please ask Natasha to sing me happy birthday?
Aww.
She's the best. Also, at the end, if you could hit me with a drumstick, that would be great. I love you. So the name is Allie, Natasha.
Happy birthday.
Off timing. Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Allie. We love you.
It's Allie.
Allie. Happy
Allie.
Birthday.
Not Ellie. Allie.
To
now you
got to
start over.
Allie.
It's Allie, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
No laughing.
To you.
Take it serious.
Happy birthday, dear Ellie. Ellie, Ellie, Ellie. Happy birthday to you.
Hit Ellie with a drumstick. Got an email here. Hey, JV Show, this is James from Clovis. I was wondering if you guys could wish my beautiful wife, Desiree, a happy 12th anniversary.
Yeah.
Shout out to my kids, Anthony and Andrew. I don't see his. Oh, yeah, James. So James wishing his baby, Desiree, happy 12 years. It's a Reddit Thursday. So we go over to Ask Reddit where people are posting questions, and then we answer them. Somebody posted, what do you think you're going to remember most from this pandemic? Once it's all over, I'm just going to remember that this was the biggest batch of weirdness of my life, of my entire life, unless next year, and this could happen, guys.
Don't.
Aliens land.
Oh,
yep.
What if we just go to the next step and now we're dealing with that? Like we thought this was like nothing could be beyond this batch of crazy weirdness, stress. People losing their jobs, other people wondering, am I going to have a job? We don't know what the future is about. And then aliens show up.
If they show up, that means they're here to help us.
So. Oh, the
no,
hell they are.
Not.
I don't trust them.
They're here to kick us while we're down.
Vulnerable.
Let's get a hacker into one of their meetings because I think they're lying if that's what they're saying.
Yeah, no.
For sure.
They're saying
never.
They're here to help. They're like, what if, though? Would you guys trust them? Some aliens come in now and go, no, this is crazy. That you're seeing us, we're going to wipe out this coronavirus for us and or for you guys. And we go, oh my God, thanks. We trust them though, only for them to dick us.
I mean,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to say they want to stimulate our economy.
Right.
But are they really going to do that? No.
We can cure all you, but all you guys have to walk on board this ship for 15 minutes. No, don't fall
we
for that
We want to show
one.
You something. Yep. Bend over and look at this.
Right.
What?
That's when you get probed.
Mm-hmm.
Put your tinfoil hats on, everybody.
Everyone get a tinfoil hat on. Bend over, look at that. And that's where they have us. Selena, what do you think you're going to remember most from this pandemic once it's all over?
That everybody got to stay home except for us.
Well, I don't know, some of the soft people, they went home. A lot of people in broadcasting went home.
Yeah, the softies.
Yeah.
Must be kind of nice though.
Sounds cozy to be at home.
It does.
Know. You guys, we've said this a couple of times and there have been listeners saying, I actually envy you guys. Like us stuck at home, you get to leave and get out and have a change of environment. It's really hard for us being stuck at home. Same thing, same people, same toast.
Right. You say that until you being out gets you exposed, potentially. Then you would retract all that. Oh, going out, no, that's not nice.
I'll take the same toast.
No, but we're just in the car And we're not really being exposed. We're in the car and then we're here with each other.
And gas stations to get gas to fill the car up to come here.
Yeah. Oh, it's so tough. No, but that's what people were doing every day. You just now have empty roadways to do it.
I know. There is no traffic. It's actually better.
But there are other people that come into this building. They're not many, but that touch things and speak into these same microphones. So it's not just us being exposed to each other. But it's more.
Plus, the listeners don't know it. We're out there. Should we let them know? On the way to work, the aliens are here. We pass right by them every time, and they're giving us a pass like, go ahead, sucker. We'll talk to you later.
We have to show them our badges just to pass them.
Right. You got your tinfoil hats coming up Monday, bitch. Oh, okay. Talk to you later. Graham, what about you? What do you think you're going to remember from all this crazy time?
I mean, I'd like to think that I remember all the extra time, you know, that I spent with my family. But really, I think I remember that just, the time that sports just died. There's nothing. I think it's going to end up however, you know, the different leagues sort of finish their seasons or don't. I think it's going to make for some really weird sports storylines and playoffs happening or not happening at weird times of years. I think to see how all the sports settle out, I think I'll always remember that.
Can I ask you something really quick? A little sidetrack, but still related. Let's say we get back to baseball. Things are looking a little bit better in the summer, and maybe we'll see if the weather helps us with this pandemic and we're able to kind of go back. They're saying we don't know. This is novel. It's a new virus for us.
Yeah.
But then back in the cold time, it kicks up again. Do you just cancel right before, as we're going into playoff season? You just cancel baseball again? Like, if you're the commissioner, do you just scrap the whole year? Or do you take a chance on it?
I think that's what might end up happening. They don't want to say that yet, obviously. Yeah. I think today would have been Major League Baseball's opening day.
Yeah.
So the season obviously would get started months later than it normally would, because I doubt they would even start baseball if they were decided to start the season for a couple months. So then that would push, you'd be having the World Series on like Christmas Day or something, and that's right in winter. And if it then you'd go back to no fans all
Can't
of a sudden.
Do that.
I have a better idea, Selena, because baseball season is way too long.
Way too long.
It is.
If things are looking good in June, run the season from June 15th to July 15th, have the World Series and be done with it.
I'm all for shortening the season. We can get it done in 60 games.
How about 2 months of baseball and wrap it up?
Oh,
the Astros get to cheating and we're done. Right?
Keep it on schedule.
So I was going to ask Natasha, what is she going to remember from this pandemic? But I think I know her answer. Listen, I'm sorry if I'm speaking for you, but I think a lot of people like you, Natasha, are gonna remember how small Graham's arms got.
Oh, my God. I hate you guys.
Look at that. Why is your sweatshirt jacket thing so baggy?
On the arms.
It is.
Dinky arms.
I tried to
Jason
shrink
Momoa commercial.
I tried to shrink it in the dryer the other day to tighten it up a bit.
Natasha, did you have something, though, for that?
I'll always remember how much toilet paper was worth around.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Like the insanity about the toilet paper.
Yes.
We're going to get to what's trending. Selena, what do you have?
So Kanye West wants to include a very interesting, kind of gross type of garden on his ranch. I want to give you those details coming up inside today's How It's Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Someone was speaking into our ear. We are streaming live on Wild 94.9's Facebook.
Oh, snap.
So watch your ass. With a TCH.
Watch
Got it.
Just
it.
Watch it.
Watch our own?
Maybe later you should wash it too.
Okay.
Watch it and wash. You could do both.
At the same time.
You really could. Mm-hmm. Anyway, trending brought to us by...
It is brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck. If you're going out to eat, please support small and local businesses like Serendipity Food Truck. All right, so Kanye West wants to include a very interesting type of garden on his ranch. You remember he bought this like huge ranch in Wyoming, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's got some plans for the place. It includes includes a series of 7 dome-shaped rooms that are going to be a part of a closed-loop ecology. In that, it'll be something called a bio pool, as well as a urine garden.
What now?
A mm-hmm. urine garden?
Yeah. What is that, you ask? Well, it's described...
It's for drunk people at a party. You're really drunk. I can't find the way to the bathroom. You just hit the garden.
Yeah.
Hit the urine.
Hit
the urine garden.
Well, it's described as an aquaponic-like system that converts... human waste into plant food.
No thanks.
I mean, you know, he doesn't want to be wasteful. I respect it.
Do the plants need it? And are you sending family members out there? Hey, it's your turn. If we're growing these vegetables, you're going to need to put some time in out in the garden.
JV, I think some of these plants do like it. We had this lemon tree behind the bar that I used to work at, and man, that was...
Where you would go?
Yes, and you've never seen a
amazing
tree get
lemons.
More beautiful and tastier lemons.
Well, that
I'm
makes
not
sense
eating from
with
that
the,
tree.
With you the color. Did. The color of lemons, I get it. But what about all the other stuff?
Yeah, Graham. Please explain.
Some plants like the acidity of it.
I don't like it.
It's
By
weird.
The way, it sounds like he's like ready to start a cult out there with domes and
it
all
sounds
that.
Like he's, to me, he's building the biosphere, which was like this failed project 20-something years ago where they tried to build a whole ecosystem inside a big glass dome.
That's yeah. literally like what it sounds
trying
like.
Trying to build this, try it again.
But I know that he wants this to be like the base of his Yeezy operations. He wants it all from here.
I'm going to stick to the cult. We'll see.
Okay.
See how it ends up.
So Rihanna and Drake were flirting online? Not exactly, if you ask me. I'm going to lay this out for you. You let me know if it sounds like flirting to you, okay? So a DJ who goes by DJ Spade, he was on Instagram Live, and Rihanna and Drake, they were both viewers, and so they were, you know, showing up in the comments. So then Drake was like, oh, you know, Rihanna's here. He decided to comment to her. He said, Rihanna, drop R12 right now, you know, urging her to drop a dang album already.
Yeah.
And Rihanna responded, give Drake some water.
Oh.
Calling him thirsty.
Ouch.
And, you know, little naive Drake thought she was joking and responded, ha 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 ha, yo, you have a bad attitude. I don't consider that flirting.
Poor
Drake was flirting.
Drake can't catch a break. I said, poor Drake can't catch a break.
Drake
can't catch a break. What the poor Drake? He can't catch a break. Why can't she just, he's been chasing her forever. Why can't she just agree to this virtually right now? Say online, you know what, Drake? I'm going to give you that shot. They're together. She knows there's a travel ban. He can't come into the States from Canada. And then as soon as they lift that, she goes, it's not working.
Yeah, this long just distance thing isn't working out.
Yeah, just so at least he had that relationship for the moment.
Yeah, I don't think he's currently in Canada.
Oh, he's not.
Whew,
good thing we thought this through.
There is that. Also, you don't want that. I mean, if you're Rihanna, that's the last thing you want is for the entire world to think that you're giving Drake a shot, because then that rules out everybody else.
Yeah, but she can't go anywhere and do anything, and it would just be nice for Drake, who can't catch a break. I said Drake, he can't catch a break.
Keep friend zoning him. That's what I say.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The Senate voted unanimously last night to pass the $2 trillion coronavirus package. The president tweeted the results of the vote last night, followed by, quote, congratulations, America. The term congratulations, America is trending all over Twitter right now, with the majority of people saying this probably isn't something we should exactly be celebrating. But the aid package is a little bit of good news for people struggling financially right now. Individuals who make less than $75,000 a year or couples who make less than $150,000 will receive a one-time direct payment of $1,200 each. And if you make more than $99,000 a year, couples that make over $198,000, sorry, you're not going to get anything. Those who qualify for the money will also get $500 per child that they have. The stimulus plan also contains additional funding for those who are getting unemployment currently or are going to be getting because they lost their job during this time. And for those of you that hate socialism, please feel free to mail over your checks to me right now.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to this meeting in the ladies' room, Selena said, yeah, when I drive home, I see open car dealerships like they're selling cars. A few people called us and said, no, they're not actually selling cars. It's just people wandering around, probably just, you know, buying time while they're getting their car fixed. Other people said, oh, no, the dealerships are open. Many of them still trying to sell a car. Our buddy Lupe says, yeah, here's my new car. Someone hit me. I went to a dealership. I just got a new car.
Oh.
Told ya.
Yeah, you.
I
yes,
told
you did.
Ya.
I bet they can get great deals right now.
Oh, I know.
We should go get new cars.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good time for new cars. Are you? You got
it was
the
a
money
jokey
or something?
Joke.
Yeah.
No. I got new car money.
All right, so let's move on here. Again, Selena, she gave us the news yesterday that she is pregnant. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I was hoping to talk to the father of your baby today. You said we can't do it.
Yeah, so he's working from home, so he's kind of like tied up at the moment. But tomorrow,
okay,
I think work out a lot better.
Okay, cool. So let's have this meeting in the ladies' room. And you said the first thing kind of ties in.
Yes. So now that I can talk openly about this bun in the oven, I can talk about how the coronavirus is ruining everything. Okay, yesterday I had an appointment like after the show.
Yeah.
And it was our first time that we were going to get to see the baby. So I go and it was so cute, you guys. It was just like floating around in there and it was spinning and it started hiccuping. Then it fell asleep.
Like, babies hiccup?
Yes. Yeah.
In there at this age?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
How can, what, you can tell?
Yes. Yep. Because you're looking at it on, you know, the screen while she's doing the ultrasound, so, and it's like jumping.
How many months?
So I'm 12 weeks.
At 12 weeks, why are you hiccuping?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
And there, took a sip of soda too quickly. And
oh, it could be from what Selena, all the different weird things she's eating and drinking.
Possibly. So how the coronavirus is interfering with all of this, the office would not let anybody go to the appointment with me.
Oh, so, that sucks. And these are such special times.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, AJ couldn't go. My daughter couldn't go. And it was me and like two other ladies there, and they had to be all alone too. Like, I hope it's not like this the entire time.
That makes me sad for you. That sucks.
Did you at least videotape it on your phone?
No, they wouldn't allow recording.
Why?
What?
I don't know. They had like signs up. Like, I pulled out my phone. She's like, no video recording.
Is it because some of their equipment is proprietary? Like, we have special equipment we don't want to have shared with the world.
Like, they give you pictures, like little printouts or whatever, but it would have been cute to like have video of...
You know what? I remember that. We went with some friends and they said that. They're like, no videoing. You know, what we do here is 4D and no one else does it. And so you can't blah, 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 blah. And then we left and I saw something online. Everyone does 4D.
Yes, everyone does.
Yeah.
You didn't have something special that you were trying to protect there. Well, that sucks. We're sorry, Selena.
Yeah. Thank you.
Graham, you have something here for this break?
Yeah, and I'll try to describe it as PG as I can. But there's a man, he lives in New York. He identifies as queer sexually, and he said he joined his first sex party on Zoom. We all know everybody's been using Zoom to connect with loved ones. Well, apparently...
But they're doing sex parties?
People are doing those types of parties on them, but it's... not it's all solo action, if that makes sense. Everybody's in, obviously you can't go out of your house, so each person is in their own house. And he said,
I think I got an idea.
Right. He said he went to the gallery mode on Zoom at one point, and it was what everyone's he describes business. As a grid of D's.
Yeah. That's something you ladies would like to watch?
No.
Yeah, is that
no?
something you'd be, you, obviously, you're just as an observer, not a participant, because, you know, don't
care.
Would you be curious to see what a Zoom party like this
however,
is like?
Selena, you share constant photos. And
how many times do I have to explain this? It is different when it's a Chris Brown one that leaks.
Oh, it's got to be a celebrity.
Yes.
If this was a celebrity Zoom party of all celebs.
And you can see whose it is. Of course, I'm curious. You want to know what each person's got.
What if it's not? What if there's eight up there and you don't know the celebrity's name?
I think Selena's okay with just the photo, but not action, right?
Once it starts moving, then it's like, no.
Or do you want to see it in action?
I mean, I don't want to see it in action. The same reason why if I had to, I don't do this. But if there was an adult film and I had to watch it, I don't want guys in it.
Gotcha. So adult stuff, adult content, that's just for guys? Ladies are not interested in it?
I'm not speaking for all ladies. I'm speaking for me.
Okay. You're not interested?
Yeah.
Okay. You're interested in if no guys were in the picture?
Yeah. If I had to, I'd rather them just get out.
Or if you had to. You don't even like adult content.
Yeah.
No. What about you, Natasha?
Isn't most adult content catered towards men? Because
I don't know. That's what we're asking. Do you want to? I mean, men are interested in all of this. Are you?
No.
Wow. So we have two ladies. So all of this adult content is made for guys. I know there's some ladies that enjoy it as well, though.
Oh, yeah. there's many.
Graham, so what would you like to see on your grid?
It's
a 16 panel grid.
Pretty much what this guy
said. What he said. Okay.
He said the only thing you mostly hear is ask the host of the party had to ask people to mute their cameras sometimes because of background noise. People's dogs were barking. And stuff.
Ew, why are you doing that in front of your dog?
He did say at one point somebody logged in, maybe by mistake, and shouted, "What the hell is going on?" And then started laughing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So now that you're pregnant, you said super Harry Styles.
I didn't say that out loud, but apparently you can read minds. I
did read your mind. Wild 94.9, it is the JV show. We're going to bring on our friend here. She's a listener, Jessie Garza. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So yesterday you shared a picture on Twitter. It was you at the airport, totally empty. What the heck were you doing there?
I was in North Carolina visiting my wife.
Oh, that's right, because she's in the military. But I didn't know anyone was doing any flying, though.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm surprised they let me fly, but I was over here since February 29th, and they let me fly, didn't even check anything.
Oh, they don't even check you?
Didn't check my boarding pass, nothing. I just went by. They're like, oh, show up your ID. I showed my ID. They're like, oh, you're good to go.
What?
I mean, does the airport have full staff or is it kind of stripped down?
No, it's stripped down. They only had, when I showed up there, they only had three people.
Does the same person that's working at Orange Julius, are they also the person that was supposed to check your boarding pass?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Are they doing food at the airport?
No, they literally everything's closed. They only have like three things open.
Yeah. And
pretty much your coffee and if you want alcohol.
Wow. Was anyone actually on the plane?
Nope. Just me and like four other people.
Wow. And I'm sorry, did you say you made it back to the Bay Area or you're still out in?
No, I made it. I made it.
You're back here.
Yeah.
So how many days were you gone?
I was gone since February 29th. So when I came back,
everybody's
like, oh, you need to get locked down. I was like, what?
Gotcha. You were trying to make it back. All right. Well, Jesse, good to have you back home and good to talk to you.
You guys too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Selena, you talked to Lauv yesterday, right?
I did. And we talked about a lot of things, but I really wanted to know how he is doing with this whole like stay at home thing.
Yeah.
He mentioned that he recently had two of his friends move in with him. So I wanted to know, like, how is that going? Because sometimes living with friends can turn ugly. What I've heard from people who have done that before is it seems like a good idea at first. Then you get to live with the person and you cannot stand them. You're bumping heads. They're stealing your food. They're in your way. Have you experienced any of that?
You know what? It's actually been really good. You know, they're like really, really close friends of mine and everyone's super respectful and we're all buying food and everybody's kind of splitting it up. And so I haven't had that yet, but we'll see.
So tomorrow I want to open up the phone lines and talk to people where you're stuck with someone and it's driving you nuts. Maybe you recently moved in with someone. Now that's the roommate you have and you're like, I can't deal with this, or whether it's family or whatever. We'll take those calls tomorrow. How are you guys doing? We'll start with Graham.
I'm ready to throw in the towel already.
Yeah. That,
I mean,
you can't handle it.
Yeah. I mean, I can handle the quarantine, you know, stay at home order a little bit better. Last week, our daycare was still open. So we had childcare during that time, but, our daycare closed. And so this week is our first week with no childcare and my wife's working from home. And so as soon as I get home from here, she's in meetings all day long. And so it's me and the two kids the rest of the day. Mm. And, you know, that sounds like, you know, I'm complaining about taking care of kids. I'm just really tired from, you know, I get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And so I'm exhausted. And it's
your
just
day
a lot.
Just starts when you get home.
Right.
And you would normally it'd be done, but you're just getting started.
Yeah. And we still have, you know, obviously do some more work for our show from home or try to weave that in amongst, you know, my kids are, you know, 2.5 and 6 months. And so they don't really entertain themselves. You know, you can't really just go,
so
hey,
it's
go
up to
play
you to
over
do
there.
It.
I'll do it. You know, you need to be with them at all times. So
do you drive home super slow? Like, okay, let me just take my time getting home.
Yeah. No, I wander aimlessly. I try to take a nap parked in the driveway. That doesn't fly. My wife's yelling out the window.
I can see you. Doing? Yeah. She calls you. I see you out in the driveway. Yeah. Get in here.
But there have been, you know, a lot of like really cute, sweet moments. I obviously love, you know, the time that I'm getting, you know, with both of the kids each day. It you know, obviously can be frustrating, but it's obviously been really cute. And one of the cute things that Ford does, because I think he hears us at the end of the day, like, man, I need a cocktail. Like, and so he goes, can I have a cocktail? And
how old is he again?
He's 2.5.
2.5. Can I have a cocktail?
He's a smart little guy. So we make him a quote unquote cocktail each
you
day.
You do?
It's just orange juice and then like soda water in it. And he loves the bubbly.
That's great.
Water. We give him his little cup,
that
and then
so cute.
We all have cocktail.
Can
hour.
I have a cocktail? Have you and Kate had any? Because you guys are smooth and you run a happy household, but can some of this get to you? Have you snapped on each other over like, where there's a lot going on and like kind of lost it? Or?
I don't think we've lost it on each other, but I think she has seen, you know, I think we've each seen each other be frustrated over the circumstances. I think yesterday when I had thought that I had both kids down at the same time for a nap and then baby Quinn starts screaming, you know, 30 seconds into me tiptoeing out of the room, I think she sees me pick up Quinn and stomp down the hall while my wife's working on a conference call. She's looking over and I'm just looking like, I can't, I don't know what to do. But there's obviously nothing she can do. She's has to be
working
right in front of a computer.
Yeah. This is why I'm going to say no to this. Avalos is along with a lot of people still congratulating you, Selena.
Oh, thank you.
And for the people that missed it yesterday, Selena is pregnant. We're very excited for her. Avalos said, JV, Natasha, now it's your turn to get a bun in the oven. No thanks.
Why?
No, because we hear these stories about it is way too overwhelming. Look, cute that a little one might want a cocktail, but all the rest of the business, no thanks.
But you enjoy it in the long run, right?
Of course, and it won't always be like
temporary.
This. Someday somebody else will be taking care of my kid.
Before I read some more congratulations, Selena, how are you doing at the house? You got your man, he's working at home.
Yes.
And your daughter's home.
Yes. It is exhausting trying to figure out the homeschooling thing. And all I want to do is rest now that I can talk about me being pregnant. I'm just tired all the time. I don't have the patience. I don't have the time. And then I feel bad if we don't finish all of her work or if she doesn't get a chance to read or whatever, because I just can't sometimes. And we're running low on supplies. Like, and I can't get anything anywhere. Like, I'm not panicked, but it's getting frustrating and very annoying.
And it's going to get more difficult, right? I mean, as we go into the year, you're going to be like, oh, I'm uncomfortable and I can't.
Yes.
Although maybe some things will ease up here, I hope,
let's
over
hope.
The next month or two.
I think they will.
With the coronavirus. Sue checking in. Are you guys super excited about Selena's baby? Yes, we are. She says, huge congratulations to you, Selena. Reza, good morning, JV and gang. She was talking about for the last month. Yeah, they haven't let my husband, mom, or sister, anyone go to the appointments. That part of it is going to suck. You not having AJ or your daughter along with you.
Yeah, it makes. I mean, it's still special, but I want everybody else to also share in the joy. This is like a once in a lifetime thing where you go to these appointments and see things for the first time. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way to like, take people's temperature or like something. Is there some way to kind of, aren't they working on tests where like we can get results super fast? I thought there was a company that was saying we can get like results within 20 minutes now. That would be nice if they could prove, okay, they don't have anything and come in with you.
Yeah, we would just need those types of tests, which, yeah, they are developing faster ones to be mass produced. And then people going to pregnancy appointments, unfortunately, would be lowest on probably
that is
lower
true.
On the priority
true,
list of
true.
People to test. But I know, I mean, I hear what Selena's saying, because going to those appointments with my wife and the first time you see
special moments.
The baby on the ultrasound, like I'll never forget some of those moments. Not to make you feel worse about it, Selena.
Yeah,
but,
why
you know,
make it about you?
So sorry,
like, let me enjoy my special time.
Would you be cool if they had enough tests for everyone and they can test in 20 minutes? It'll just be $1,200 for each person that takes the test to go in with you.
They're not going.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Dua Lipa, don't start now. Don't do it. Don't you even start with me. Not today. A couple of things here before we get to today's hottest trending. Katrina O was talking about you, Selena, going to your appointments. For people that don't know, Selena announced yesterday she's preggo. She has very important appointments, but they're not allowing people to go in. Most people that are pregnant understand this, that you go in for an appointment and they're like, nope, you can't have the father. You can't have your daughter or anything like that. She has a great idea. Hey, Selena, is it possible to FaceTime with AJ while you're in there during the appointment?
That would have been a good idea. I didn't even think to ask that because the lady was like, no,
oh, don't
no
ask.
Phone.
I say you don't ask. And if she tries to stop you, you go, I am FaceTiming my man. This is the father of this child.
But also from where I'm laying and where the screen is, I don't think you'd be able to see.
I'll come in, hold
much.
The phone.
Yeah,
you're not allowed there.
Oh, that's right. I thought I had my first responder's badge. They would work. Now, Selena, you mentioned this as well. Monica R. says, yesterday we were notified many school districts are returning or scheduled to return May 1st. You got the same notification?
Yes, in my daughter's school district. Yeah, the original date was supposed to be like April 7th or 6th or something like that. Yep, but they've extended it to the 1st. And I mean,
who
knows? How
do you feel about that?
I mean,
that's kind of crazy, isn't it? To announce, hey, May 1st, we get back to school.
But I already had in my mind that they were going to be out the rest of the year. So I'm kind of prepared mentally for my daughter just being home all the time and me having to entertain her. But I don't know how long this is going to last. It's very possible that they could extend that to June. And then what's the point of going back?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going back.
It's scheduled.
They're just pushing it back. Yeah. Let people, you know, tempering expectations.
Right. Wild 94.9, who is this?
This is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you today?
I'm really excited if you're going to tell me I get $100.
You got a $100 gift card. Yes, you do. You're the winner.
Yeah.
Food delivery or pickup from one of our local restaurants that we're supporting, okay?
Nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on there one quick second.
As you know, our local businesses are taking a huge hit right now. So if you do want to see what is open so you can support them and show them some love, go to wild949.com/support the bay.
Now, everything trending brought to you by
Squeeze.com juice cleanses. Go online, order yours today. So Demi Lovato has got a new man in her life. I know you guys know who this guy is. You'll recognize the name for sure.
Okay.
She's been exchanging flirty messages with Max Erich.
Who?
Who now?
Max Erich.
I know a couple Maxes.
Who's Max Erich?
You guys don't know who he is?
No,
oh
who
my
is
God.
It?
He
Tell
was
us.
On Young and the Restless. Hello.
Like we're following the Young and the Restless.
I've never That's heard of the guy. But if he's good enough for Demi, he's good enough for me.
Wait a minute. How do you know if he's in love with you? He's an actor. And they're so over the top with the acting. Yes, Demi, I love you.
Demi used to act too.
But I mean, but they're like over that. The top.
Soap opera acting.
Soap opera?
Level.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Do you
true.
Think he's dramatic about everything? Would you like to eat tonight?
Yeah.
With mustard on my burger. Oh!
So they met a few weeks ago, then they went to flirting online, then they were spotted out in LA together, and now they are quarantining together, and this is only within a matter of weeks, so they're moving pretty fast, but okay. Demi seems happy. She leaves like heart emojis on his Instagram and stuff, so
good.
It's cute.
Is he cute? Because I haven't seen him. Have you seen him?
He's cute.
All right.
He's not my type.
Why don't you show me this Young and the Restless actor, and I'll decide whether or not he's good enough for her.
Let me search him up. Okay, here's a picture of him. Well, that's a big picture of Demi. Let me scroll down. There's one with his eyes closed.
He's cute.
See, he's
Let me see.
Cute.
Is he a lot
Let
younger than
him.
Her? He looks very young.
They're around the same age. They're 1 year apart.
Okay.
I can... I see wanting to get
I'm
young
not mad at it.
With him.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, say this live on the air, but I'd kiss the guy.
Right.
You'd hit that?
I didn't say hit that.
Well, I'm asking you.
Let me get to that point. Let's just start at some kissing.
Also, something really cool involving Demi and Ariana Grande. You know how they're both managed by Scooter Braun?
Yeah.
So Scooter met with Demi while she was recovering from her OD. Like, that's who Demi chose that she wanted to be managed by. So Scooter was like, well, let me check with the other two big solo artists, females that I represent. And he was talking about Tori Kelly and Ariana. So Ariana went to lunch with Demi and she came back like, oh my God, Scooter, we have to do this. You have to do this. Demi's in our family now. She'll be protected. Like, you have to work with her. And so Scooter recalls thinking how cool that was, because that's like not very heard of in today's music industry.
That is sweet. And that's very nice because, yeah, someone could be like, I want it to be all about me. I'm not going to share my management with Demi. So I think that's great.
It's very cool.
Yeah. By the way, I'm on Instagram Live. Several people congratulating you and several others saying you actually have that glow.
What glow? I don't see
it. You have a glow. You have a glow.
Oh, don't touch my face.
Yeah, don't touch your
sorry,
face.
Come on.
Get your
stop.
Fingers out of your
I
mouth.
Stop.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes is learning Espanol. So while Shawn and Camila Cabello are tucked away, Camila's teaching him Spanish.
What nationality is he?
He's from Canada.
Do you feel like with a name like Mendes, you should know at least a few Spanish phrases? Because I do.
Well,
see,
you know,
I always thought the last name on him. I mean,
yeah,
it's a little odd. But
you think some people think, oh, he looks white, but Mendes, I think he's he's got some Latin roots somewhere. I think he should just do it because I think a lot of people expect that from him.
They do, and I've his parents are from I forgot where, but it's definitely not anywhere Latin. So he's right. just as
his real last name is Mendezelstein.
Mendezelstein.
I'm just kidding.
By the way, in exchange, he's teaching Camila how to play the guitar.
Oh, that's
nice.
Isn't that so cute? Yeah, that's very, what a sweet couple thing going on there. Graham, what do you got?
All right, California officials are reminding everybody to stay at home and remain vigilant because they're reporting that confirmed cases of the coronavirus are currently increasing faster than expected and that they think there might be a large surge on the way. They said they thought initially that the new cases would be doubling every 6 to 7 days, but they're seeing that happen right now more like every 3 to 4 days. The California Secretary of Human Health and Human Services said he expects hospitals to see a very big wave of new patients arriving at hospitals in about 1 to 2 weeks. Here in the Bay Area, we passed the 1,000 case mark yesterday, now have at least 1,170 confirmed, and sadly, we've also had at least 27 deaths.
Selena, you're going to make me sick. It's like a packet of pickles.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
She eats one of these every day, and I don't
know. Dude, I've never seen
it. She was pregnant. Every day she'd walk in, we're eating a bag of pickles.
That's
fresh
so
dill pickle
gross.
Snacking cuts.
There's
what
no way that's fresh.
About?
It's in a packet.
Well, pickles don't, I mean...
That's
pickles
not,
by definition aren't really the fresh.
So that's not fresh.
It makes you gross.
It's like a packet of Pop Rocks. Ew.
I kind of want one.
Slurping on the pickle.
I do like pickles.
Can you look up slurping on the pickle on Urban Dictionary, please?
Not needed.
And we're going to move.
No, I know what that means.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.